Hi, Sam. It's Matt. I figured I'd send you a videotape because in letters, I never really quite know, well, I mean, the words just never seem to, you know?
Dumb as a rock, but I love you.
I'm going out of town for a while, but I'm sending you a little surprise. It's just my way of saying, well, how much I, you know?
Oh, shut up and kiss me.
Well, that's one thing I haven't tried.
Matt sent me a video letter.
What a great way to stay in touch.
Yeah, without even touching. I love it.
He looks like Deputy Dog.
Come on, let's leave these two alone.
Sorry to hear about your dorm, but if you're not happy there, you should move out.
What? What do you mean? You're not happy at the dorm, Sam? You didn't tell me that.
Anyway, back on the home front, hog futures are down some.
What kind of future does a hog have anyway? Come on, what's going on?
Dad, the dorm is noisy and crazy, and I can't study there. I mean, why do you think I'm here so much?
You like me?
Get real, Dad.
Well, hey, you guys hear this? Sam wants to move out of the dorm?
I know. Well, do you blame her with all that noise?
Am I the only one that doesn't know what's going on in my daughter's life?
Hey, Sam, find a place yet?
Okay, so I'm the only one. I mean, hey, if it's so bad there, why don't you move back here? I'm getting real.
You know, the same thing happened to me when I was in college. I couldn't study, I couldn't sleep, my roommate was partying night and day, day and night.
Sounds like a wild dorm.
No, I was living with Mother.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Say, how come the rent is so cheap?
Well, we're house-sitting for Professor Wolf while he's on sabbatical. He gave us a great deal.
Feel the ambiance. You can tell that an educated man lives here.
Professor Wolf reads Jackie Collins.
He says he's translating her into Latin. Go ahead, check out the rest of the house.
She's a sweet girl.
Hey, an Irish Catholic second only to an Italian Catholic.
So, where's the other roommate? Oh, I think Benjamin's at the gym. Benjamin? Is that a problem for you?
Oh, for me, no. For my dad, nuclear winter.
But he's my fiancé.
Oh, well, that helps. In fact, I'm kinda, sorta, almost pre-engaged myself. So this'll work out fine. So when is Benjamin getting back?
Actually, those are his keys right there, so he must be here. He's probably in the shower. They found him.
There's a naked man in the shower up there. Angela and I would just... Angela, get down here. What were you doing up there?
I kept walking into the wall. I had my eyes closed.
Who is that guy?
That's Benjamin.
Well, does he live here or just come to towel off?
He lives here.
But it's okay, Dad. They're engaged.
Oh, they're engaged. Well, we wish you all the happiness in the world. We'll send you a toaster. Come on, Sam. Let's get out of here.
Dad, at least let's meet him and then decide.
Sam, I've already met more of him than I want to.
You're already here. Maybe it wouldn't hurt to see what he's like, dressed.
Something like this.
Terribly, terribly sorry. It's all our fault.
No. It's my fault for showering nude.
I'm
Benjamin, you must be the new roommate.
No, she's not. You see, I got a real problem with this. And let me tell you, no one has ever accused me of being a prude.
Well, you know, there was that time that Father Vincente called you a prude.
Well, I just don't buy a priest in shorts. And I don't buy my daughter living with a man.
Sir, if I may, I'm not a man.
You should be good.
I don't think of myself as an individual. I think of myself as half a couple. And this is my better half. So you guys have absolutely nothing to worry about.
Well,
is it just me? Or is there some serious bonding going on here, huh?
It's just you.
Tony, I wouldn't steer you wrong. The truth is, we are running out of time and we need a roommate fast.
Ted, and think about it. There's one practically married guy here and hundreds of single guys running around the dorm.
Come here. What do you think?
Well, if you say no, you have a daughter who resents you and gets bad grades and thinks you don't trust her.
And if I say yes, I don't sleep for 4 years. I don't know what to do.
How about letting me be the adult and decide for myself?
Nah.
Hi, John.
Hey, Sam. How are things going with the new roommates?
Oh, great. It's really working out.
Bless you.
What are you doing?
I'm really happy for you. I care, okay?
Have you sustained a recent head injury?
Don't you see? You're making my life easier. Every battle you win is one less I have to fight. Today, you live with a guy. Tomorrow, I am in a condo with 3 stortuses named Bambi.
You're sick.
Sam, dare to dream.
I gotta get that kid a helmet.
Hey. How's the new crib? I'm so hip.
Proof's in the pudding.
Well, what's this? Hey, an A in sociology, Sam. Way to go. Hey, and I'm the first to hear about this, right? I mean, it hasn't already been on Nightline.
Okay, Sam. Here is the video camera.
Thanks. I'm making a tape of the new place for Matt.
Just 1 minute. If this tape fell into the wrong hands... The senator would kill me.
Hey. See what Sam got over here?
You mean the A in sociology?
You heard?
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Old news.
Hey, mister, let me tell you something. Look at me. From now on, when you hear anything, you come to me.
Okay. Mona's dating a senator.
There it is, Matt. Samantha Maselli, my first mailbox. Oh, look. I may have already won $5 million. Let's go in and tell my roommates the good news. They're terrific. They're so much in love, they remind me of us.
I hate you!
Guys, what are you fighting about?
He's suffocating me!
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean you have to choke me.
I just wanted you to see how it felt.
Guys, this is ridiculous. You love each other. Now, what happened?
He's always checking up on me.
I just asked where you were last night.
600 times.
Okay. Beth would just like a little bit more space. You can give her that, can't you?
Yeah, of course I can.
There. See? Now, when you communicate, problems get solved. Is there anything else, Beth?
I think I'm in love with Gary.
Okay. So... Who's up for Yahtzee?
I'm sorry that it had to come out this way. By the way, Gary offered to take up her payment on the ring.
Well, that's $12 a month off my mind.
Would you stop torturing yourself with that?
Hey, come on, these are the highlights. Check her out in slow motion. I hate you.
Look, she's gone. But there are worse things in life than being dumped.
Like what?
My cooking. Here, eat some eggs.
Thanks. Hey, and listen, thanks for staying up with me last night. I guess I just needed to cry, vent, whimper.
You know, it takes a big man to curl up in the fetal position and suck his thumb.
Eat your eggs. Oh, yeah. Watch out for the shells.
Thank God. I thought it was a beak. I got it. Hi.
Oh, hi. I must have the wrong place. I'm looking for Samantha Maselli.
Oh, no. She's here. We live together.
Matt?
Oh, no.
Benjamin, are you okay?
Yeah, sure, I'm fine. Would someone get the phone?
How could you do this?
Boy, the parking in this neighborhood. Hey, Sam, how'd you like the little surprise I brought you, huh?
Knocked me out.
Why didn't you tell me that she was living with a man?
Oh, wow. Oh, well, wait a minute, Matt. He's not a man. He's not a man. See, he's half of a couple. He lives here with his fiancée. Oh, she's a terrific girl. You're going to love her. You'll meet her. Wait a minute. Beth! Beth!
Dad, you're going to have to yell a lot louder than that.
Beth!
No, Dad, she moved out last night.
What? You didn't know that, sir?
I don't know anything about my daughter anymore. I've been very behind lately. I'm hoping she's going to come out with a newsletter.
You slept in this house alone with him?
All we did was talk.
Talk?
Yes, talk. You know me better than that. We trust each other, don't we?
You're right. You're right. Hey. Oh, geez. I'm really sorry for hitting you, partner.
Hey, what are jaws for?
You see that, Matt? A little talk, a little trust, things straighten themselves out, don't they, Matt?
You're a wise man, Mr. Maselli.
That's me.
Sam, get your things. I'll help you move out.
Yeah, I got some boxes back at the house.
I'm not moving out.
What?
I knew it wasn't going to be this easy.
Well, you're not staying here.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, no, you're not.
Oh, you got to run the ropes, Matt.
I like it here. We'll just get a new roommate.
Boy or girl?
Maybe one of each.
Oh, you're not going to take that, are you, man?
You listen to me, Sam. No woman of mine.
Hold on.
Oh, you were doing so good.
Look, the last time I checked, I was my own person, and I intend to keep it that way.
Yeah, well, I don't intend to have you live here with some good-looking guy.
Yeah, everybody thinks so.
Over here.
If this is the way you're gonna act, I have to wonder if we have a future.
Then maybe we don't.
Oh,
don't start on me!
Hey, look, I just have some serious concerns about this arrangement here, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I better go find Matt before he blows all this change on a mechanical bull.
I just cannot believe he hit Benjamin. I mean, he always seems so gentle.
I don't know. I think it's kind of nice for a guy to fight for you. That's why I try never to date bleeders.
But nothing was going on, Mona.
Well, we know. But you have to put yourself in Matt's place. You walk in, you see your boyfriend in his pajamas with another girl having breakfast. What would you say?
Everybody into the pool.
I know, but where does he get off ordering me to move out?
Sam, don't be so fast to throw away 3 wonderful months because of 5 bad minutes. You know, every 10 years or so, she comes up with a real gem. Very good, dear.
Thanks anyway, guys.
Poor kid. Ugh, it's so hard being 18.
You remember what it was like?
I'll let you know next year.
Well, hi.
Hi. Hey, you know, I've been thinking, maybe I should go over to Sam's and talk to her, huh?
She was just here.
That's it. I gotta hang a bell on that kid. How's she doing?
She's confused.
Oh, it was all my fault. You know, I should have put my foot down when she wanted to move out of that dorm. Or not. Oh, I don't know. I mean, where do I draw the line?
Maybe it's not your job anymore.
But I was so good at it. one.
Oh, where's your gun?
I don't believe in them.
Oh, so you got any bubble gum?
Okay, let's go. Come on, you come with me.
Come on, idiot pal.
You come and talk to me. We can play account executive. You can be the account manager.
Again?
I just came over to pick up my bags and say goodbye.
Oh, Matt, hold on a second. Sam was just here. She wants to talk. You want to talk, don't you?
What's the point?
Matt, I can't believe you're giving up so easy. I mean, cowboys are supposed to be strong and forceful and have gum.
Doesn't it bother you that she's living all alone, just a bedroom away from some strange guy?
Maybe a titch. But you see, Matt, it's taken me 18 years and about 63,000 cans to realize that Sam has to make her own decisions. Now, she's usually pretty good at it. We're just going to have some faith in her.
Yeah, well, that's easier said than done. Because sometimes I just get so... Just so...
Yeah. Just...
Thank you.
No problem. I get him by the case.
Okay. Auto set, auto stop.
Yes. Float.
What are you doing in here?
Cooking us dinner. My specialty. Wieners on a wire. Smoked wieners on a wire.
I'm not really very hungry.
Hey, you owe me. I ate your eggs.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Candles, flowers, real blades. This isn't supposed to be like a romantic dinner, is it?
Romantic? Come on, please. What kind of a silly idea is that?
I've got a crush on you.
Well, maybe a little romantic.
Look, Benjamin, I'm really flattered, but I don't think this is such a good idea.
Yeah, you're right. Why not?
Because we both just broke up with people.
Yeah, okay, I know, but in the short time that I've known you, I mean, you've been really great. And I feel really close to you.
That's because you're vulnerable right now. You're on the rebound. That's why you think you're having these feelings for me.
I'm really bad with machines and women.
Come on, you're a terrific guy.
You think?
It doesn't take much to encourage you, does it?
Hey, what do you want from me? I'm on the rebound. I'm sorry. Friends?
Friends.
Friends, okay. Samantha!
Oh, no, not again.
I gotta get Blue Cross.
I'm sure there's a logical explanation for this. Just because there's a fire and a romantic dinner and two people kissing does not mean... Sam, what the hell is going on here?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, it sure looks like something to me. Just stop by Sam's on the way to the airport, you said. You can't leave without saying goodbye, you said. You have to trust her, you said.
Well, people usually don't listen to me that closely.
Obviously, you're one of those typical Eastern, liberal, permissive parents.
Me?
I will have you know that he is the most old-fashioned, most opinionated, most narrow-minded man I have ever met.
Thank you, Angela.
I'm just glad I found out about you now. Obviously, you're not the woman I thought you were. You either.
Matt, wait. You cannot just walk out every time you catch me with another guy. No, wait. Let me rephrase that. Nothing was going on.
Hey, listen, she's telling the truth. I tried some of my best moves on her and zip.
You.
I meant that to be helpful. Which I guess it wasn't. Bye. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Why don't you believe in us? Look, Matt, you've invested a lot of time and effort into this relationship. Don't throw away 3 wonderful months for 5... Okay, maybe 9 bad minutes.
I gave her that.
I guess I just have to learn to have faith in you.
I gave him that.
Mine was better.
All right. Why don't we just start over?
And if you want to live here, it's okay with me.
I didn't give him that.
That means a lot to me, but I'm going to move back into the dorm.
You would do that for me?
No, for me. It's too crazy here. I wound up trading in one set of problems for another.
I gave her that. See, now it's 2-1.
All I can say is... what I really mean is that...
Dumb as a rock, but she loves him.
I don't care. I don't like the idea of you and your friends going into the city alone.
But it's daytime. Boy, Tony let Sam move in a house and I can't even go see a movie. It's not fair.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes. One less battle you have to fight.
Bless you.